Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 313. The topic of discussion for today is the remaining part of the significant biological special program of the aorta, carotid arteries and subclavian arteries. Only the ascending aorta, internal carotid arteries and the inner sections of the subclavian arteries we are studying presently, and only the inner lining of these three large arteries are derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. We also learned that their controlling center, biological conflict, etc. are all the same as that of the coronary arteries. Let us continue with the SBS of these large arteries. Dr. Hammer discovered that it follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, that also like the coronary arteries, meaning hypersensitivity during conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hyposensitivity during healing phase. Let us learn it well. There is ulceration in the affected artery in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict active phase. The biological purpose of the cell loss is to improve the blood flow by widening their lumen. Again, as in the case of coronary arteries, they can have mild to severe type of pain during the conflict activity. Few peculiar features are there to be noted. One is that during the conflict active phase, the individual is in a depressed mood. Depression we will learn in details later. Another common medical condition associated with these arteries is aneurysm. It is a localized bulging at the ulcerated area due to persistent conflict activity and the weakness of that affected parts. Depending on the particular artery affected, it is called aortic aneurysm, carotid artery aneurysm or subclavian artery aneurysm. Aneurysm occurring in abdominal aorta, external carotid artery, outer sections of the subclavian arteries or cerebral arteries should be differentiated and studied. There can develop several small aneurysms that may go unnoticed and without any complication. The main complication with the larger aneurysms is that they may rupture and cause bleeding into the surrounding tissues. In normal conditions, no such rupture happens because the smooth muscles fibers in the corresponding striated muscles of the walls make those arteries steady. A rupture of the aneurysm can occur, therefore, only during a vigorous move or heavy lifting. Now we move on to the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the aorta, carotid arteries and the subclavian arteries. If you remember the SBS of the coronary arteries, then you can find a lot of similarities with the large arteries under our consideration now. During the first part of the healing phase or the PCLA, the tissue loss is replenished through cell proliferation. The fluid accumulation or edema causes swelling of the healing part. Calcium and cholesterol is used by the body to repair the affected arteries at the level of the healing area. If the healing process is continually interrupted by conflict relapses or with a hanging healing, there can develop cholesterol deposits at the healing area known as atherosclerosis. This can lead to narrowing of the particular blood vessel. Arteriosclerosis is the name given to the hardened arterial wall, exactly like that occurring in the coronary arteries and other blood vessels with their loss of elasticity. With the concurrent water retention of the syndrome and atherosclerosis, there can occur large swelling leading to further narrowing of the arteries and subsequent symptoms like fainting and dizziness. Such a condition is known as carotid artery stenosis if occurs at the carotid artery. Conventional medicine does not have the knowledge of these conditions as explained by Dr. Hammer. Many cases diagnosed as strokes had accompanied carotid artery stenosis, especially in elderly patients. The dizziness and fainting caused by these narrowed carotid arteries prompted them to predict strokes. During the epileptoid crisis, as in the case of any other organ controlled by the sensory cortex, post-sensory cortex, premotor sensory cortex, there can have troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances of consciousness or complete loss of consciousness, usually known as fainting or absence, depending on the intensity of the conflict. There can have a drop of blood sugar also due to the excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. As in the case of coronary arteries, we studied earlier, there can have small pieces of cholesterol plaques breaking off from the walls and travel to the brain. They do not cause strokes as held by the conventional medicine. There are studies proving the existence of collaterals and their important roles in preventing the obstructions in the arteries. Still, the conventional medicine continues explaining strokes and heart attacks by the blockage theories. Thank you, Dr. Hammer. Thanks to the great science promulgated by him, the German new medicine. You please learn it well, teach it, and spread it across the globe. Friends, you have a great role to play. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.